we podcasting?
I think maybe we're podcasting. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can't believe I can hear you. Am I screaming?
Also hear my air conditioner, and I can hear my kids being loud in the backyard. And
I can't hear that. But I do have the AC on because it's hella hot. And
oh boy,
I can't
it's
believe
hot.
I can hear anything because I'm wearing my daughter's free headphones from school.
And I'm wearing free headphones from the airplane. And we were not in the fancy part of the airplane. So you can imagine these suckers are, these scream coach.
Yeah. They had somebody else's earwax in them
when
you got
I was going to say, there's a name tag on them and it doesn't belong to me. I don't know. But I was fine to take them. I do not care.
They just run like a UV light over them. It's the I Mom So Hard podcast, you guys. It's nothing but the most high-tech equipment.
You should see. You should see.
You should see it. And we, I have my ring light Velcroed to a stand that I bought on TikTok.
I don't think mine will stay up the whole time. And it's also in my lenses of my glasses, which makes me insane. And by the way, who cares? We're not doing this you can watch this on YouTube, but hopefully you're just listening to it and we can just tell you we look amazing.
That's right. And you can get this, you can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. And I heard this from listening to another podcast on the flight the other day, and I'm going to steal it, is if you leave a review, you rate, review, and subscribe, then it like, it's good for us. It like ups our algorithm or something. I don't know. We get suggested more. So
Leave
good reviews. Say that we're sound pretty, sound thin.
Yeah. Sound thin, smart.
Exactly.
We read books.
Like we have really straight teeth.
Yeah. That,
and
look, don't go to the YouTube for that then.
Oh my God.
Don't with my
go to YouTube if you want to look at what adult acne looks like. So
We're all doing all right. We're fine. I keep moving my screen because I can't deal with, I'm too distracted by my own reflection.
Yep. You look like an anime. Kristen looks like an anime character right now because she's got those little bright, like, circle twinkle things over her eyes. Oh, yeah.
Oops. No, I don't go like that.
No. We're adjusting. Tell me how stupid these headphones look right now.
No, I don't think they look stupid. Mine were the ones that lit up when I had to do that professional meeting and I had to, and they had blue lights running through them.
Yeah, you had the gaming.
Headphones on because my kids keep taking my headphones.
Yeah, thank goodness this Janet Jackson microphone is inoperable, or otherwise it would be really fucking up my game right now. And I don't know how to fix the tech on that.
You know that I love a good tech headset.
Part of me wants to leave it down because I feel like it blocks my adult acne, but I'm gonna.
I don't know how long you guys have been listening to the podcast, but I have like hyper fixation for some reason on certain things. And Jen and I bought our own microphones to do shows. And they are Janet Jackson headphone mics that like have in the time we've been doing I Mom So Hard have literally improved in every way. Like they don't even sell these anymore. And I'm so pissed that we bought them and that we don't use them.
She's like, we're going to use them.
I'm like, we have to find a reason to reuse these. They were great. They really came in a clutch. Like we used them in theaters that like didn't have any kind of access to like fancy shit. So we were like, hey man, we brought our own stuff. Now granted, it looked like I was teaching a spin class.
Look, we want to provide a high quality live show, which you can get tickets for everything this fall at imomsohard.com. We want to provide you with a high quality show. But anytime the mics crump out, Kristen's like, do we have the Janets?
Yeah.
She's very happy. There's a twinkle in her eye.
There was one time we were doing a show, local show, and the mics they had at the theater didn't work. And so guess what we did?
We had to use them.
Janets. It was like I was having an orgasm as I was putting them on because it was a fiscal and horny move. It did me right.
If you are into like auctioneers or like rodeo announcers or
both of those, I am.
And they sound like you're They sound like you're a weathercaster and a strong, like you're doing, like in gale force winds, like you're like,
hi Tom, tonight I bring you from ABC Local. We are in Stromsburg, Nebraska. We're
inches from touchdown. I don't know if you can hear, that was a cow flying by. There's some loud ass microphones, but look, I don't know.
We're here. But we're here. Speaking of horny and orgasmic, brings me to my favorite thing that we're going to talk about. You guys, I'm so into it. I've never been more into it. Yes, it's the freaking Olympics. And by the time you hear this, they will be over because today, thank you. Oh my God, that music even.
Yeah.
I'm like.
It's a real panty peeler for Kristen. It's a panty peeler.
I would just like to say in that to all of you that have sent me a link to the Australian breakdancer that I look like her and that I need to go as her for Halloween. I find that to be the biggest compliment. And I actually agree that I do kind of look like her. And if you think I haven't already started working on moves, you're out of your mind. I mean, like even Kristen, I saw it and I go.
Is you. She is your in like everyone has a doppelganger and she I read an article about her because I love her so much. We just have to start with her.
I love her too. What is it?
You know the whole story, right?
I know a little bit. I'm excited that you know it because just to give everybody an idea of what's going on, if you are not on planet Earth, there is an Australian break dancer. I think her name is Raygun. Is that right?
Yeah, it's, I don't know her last name, but she,
I don't
like,
either.
It's like Rachel Morris or something. No, it's like Rachel Drummond. I don't know.
No, that's our friend. Okay, her name is Rachel Gunn, but they call her Ray Gunn is her breakdancing name. And Jen, it is her breakdancing game. And here's the thing. So the Olympics has breakdancing, which we can all say that we were kind of on the sidelines going, really? So it's a little weird.
I was very excited, like with all the weird shit they have, like where they scrub the ice with the brushes and stuff like that.
That's for people. That's curling.
Okay. So let me tell you about this woman. When Australia was like, we need representation in the Olympics in break dancing, people were like, well, that's not me. That's a really bad Australian accent. Okay.
Yeah, the tone was right.
But so they didn't have anybody. So this 35-year-old college professor who at one time was a ballroom dancer was like, nobody, you know what? I want to go to the Olympics. And so she just shows up, which I love because we've all seen that meme that says like, they should just like not pick athletes. They should just pick random people and give you a sport. And then we'll really see how hard you try. Like it was exactly like that. She was wearing a real dorky outfit. And I want to say, I did think of you, Kristen, because I'm like, that woman was like, yep, here we go. She goes, they gave me an Olympics outfit. I thought we were all wearing it. I didn't know I would be the only one not wearing it.
That is so me.
It is so you. She is your soul sister. I am telling you. Like, Kristen would be like, what's wrong with all these people not repping their country in their Olympic
swag? Yes, especially if I got it for free.
Oh, my God. It was totally free. It was part. And you guys, she
had a rough go.
She did look like she was doing some flailing. It was not unlike Kristen and I, like 4 or 5 drinks in on the dance floor going, no, I can break dance. It was a lot of flopping. But this is what fucking makes me mad. They gave her 0 points.
I agree with that. And
you get some points for trying.
Although Ray Gunn...
Her name is not perfect for her.
It's Rachel Gunn. They call her Ray Gunn. You know what? I bet she gave that name to herself. And as someone who has also nicknamed themselves, trying to get it to hook, trying to get it to say, I'm like K-Ice or whatever my name is supposed to be. Like she had a moment where she got to make that name stick. Now listen, here's the thing. The Australian Prime Minister, whatever it is, when you're in Australia, like went on record as to say, you know what? We're proud of her. She got up there and she did her best.
Yeah.
With that being said, it is still ripe for parody.
A little criticism.
A little bit of fun. Because she looks like a maniac. Here's the thing. There's a couple moves up there that I'm like, hey, top tier breakdancers, you might not like the way this looks, but this is effing hard. Like, I tried to do a couple of those moves. Good luck laying on your side doing a pike. Like,
thank you.
That in itself, now it doesn't look good, but it doesn't mean it's not hard.
I don't think, looking at some of the other breakdancers, she was that bad. I mean, some of them had a couple clutch moves, but I was like, has this dated itself? Did we add breakdancing to the Olympics late?
Well, also that, but breakdancing to me is the definite outlier. But second, but like a close second, which is just that these people take it so seriously, which I'm sorry, I know it's the Olympics, but like paddle tennis, like the presentation of the ball and the paddle and the like intensity. But again, I'm like, I'll cheer for anything that you have up there. Like I will become a diehard fan. I started watching. I've watched them all because we were in Ireland as the Olympics were on and they were on during the day. So we were watching like everywhere we went, they were on. And so we were watching, I got into the girls that are shooting shotguns, skeet shooting.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to be friends with the one from UK. She looks so intense. I'm like, I want to go out with you because no one will fuck with you ever.
I do think like one of the really great things about the Olympics is like, you know, there's an ass for every seat. If you want to do something, you can do that thing. Like there's a club for that somewhere. And there's so many of these sports that are really huge, like in other countries and not in the US. So it's like, it's really fun.
It is fun that there's like this level of you level the playing field. Like some places it's just bigger of a bigger deal. And I say the more the merrier. Who cares? Breakdancing for me was the one that I was like, was that our idea? Like, was that our pitch?
You know what would be better maybe than breakdancing? I watch a lot of America's Got Talent and those teams of dancers and the girls dance team, like the, you
I'm
know,
writing
like,
notes. Plate,
it's like, I mean, that's hard. That would be so freaking cool. You know, they have them in like Florida every year or whatever, where it's like, and all these Southern dance teams are like tossing everybody up into the air and it's synchronized dancing. Like
that'd be an easier one to score. Let me ask you this. Do you think if I was Ray Gunn, do you think I would have got a point? Because I think I would have got a point. I think I know where I could have got a point.
I can honestly say I don't understand how she got no points.
Come on. Like, her head spin looked like she was like drying the floor with her forehead.
Well, what does that look like? Like, here's the requirements because she didn't do.
I think there's some very staple moves in breakdancing.
Like you have to do a head spin.
Right.
A
head spin, a whatever. And by the way, I think rumor has it she had a choreographer. Now that's the guy that needs to get booted.
All right. Because I didn't see my standbys like the hip hop vampire, the coffee grinder.
That's what I'm saying. If you throw out one of those, you can't get a point.
That's what I'm saying. I think they were real stingy. I don't know if it was all East German judges or what, but man, they were not in the Olympic spirit, by the way. I mean, but I do hope that people are so mean on the internet. Like, I can't even right now, but like, I hope she gets like a hero's welcome when she goes back to Australia.
Here's the thing. The world is so twisted, but you know how comedy works. Like if she just plays it cool and leans in and laughs along with everybody else, I really think she will get that hero's welcome because Australia is very funny. They've got funny people. And like, this is a disaster and hilarious and one of the greatest things that's ever happened to the Olympics. It will go down in history. She has to get on the good side of it. Otherwise, she'll feel terrible. And I quite frankly think that just her like moxie and her devotion to this super weird thing makes me like her.
She's so earnest. That's why I'm like, she is you. She's like... Well, I don't understand what everybody's talking about. I just got out there and I did my best. And, you know, I thought I did pretty okay. And all right. I mean, I didn't see anybody else doing any better. So I'm not saying I'm gold quality, but like aluminum, maybe copper, something like that.
I think I should get a participation medal. I did get the outfit for free, so that feels cool.
I tell you what, you know what the greatest prize for that lady would be is she goes back to that Olympic Village and she gets pounded nearly to death by that French pole vaulter, okay? Because we all know the French pole vaulter who disqualified himself.
Has had everything.
Everything.
When they showed the clips.
Girl, I watched it in slow motion again and again. I'm like, is that thing sideways? Like, how the girth on, how come that's not
a
Olympic?
It looked like Gonzo's nose just like grabbing the top.
It was insane. So this pole vaulter disqualified himself by hitting his junk on the pole.
Meanwhile, he got a really awesome, I forgot what it was for. It's like men's underwear or something. He got like some crazy campaign. God bless him. And you
hold
should.
Hold on. I'll tell you what his name is because that was actually going to be my hot flash for today. I had to say, I knew.
I knew it. Yeah, I've got another one.
While
you're looking him up, here's what I'm going to say too. One of my favorite things is watching. So there's an Italian swimmer and his name, I'm going to just butcher everybody's name. Thomas, it's Ciceron or something like that. Thomas, he's so hot and he has had so many beautiful shots of him like coming out of the water and like flicking his hair back. And he decided to go take a nap in a park in Paris because Olympic Village had cardboard beds that were super hard. I think that's just so.
On TikTok, they're non-sex beds.
Oh, good but then luck. They're Olympians. You think they can't? They could like pound it out on the side of a balance beam.
I went down quite a hole, no pun intended.
That is not
where I was watching these TikTok videos. I don't know. It's our algorithm. So we've built this together. We built our algorithm, but like there was like Olympians showing you like, I think you could pound it out on this bed. They were like jumping on it and doing like all these different things to demonstrate that the beds didn't work in terms
of like
preventing.
Do they think that Olympians need like a Tempur-Pedic mattress to have a good time? Do they not know that they have the core strength of like a stallion?
They don't even need Earth's gravity.
You don't need gravity.
They're so strong and in such good shape. And most of them are so young.
They're standing straight up. They can walk and bang at the same time. They don't even.
Absolutely.
I hope
you could have put them on Tom Cruise's motorcycle just hanging off the back and they could have been banging from that flag, you guys. Okay. I got his name. It's Anthony Amirati.
That feels right. He amaradied it with ray gun, hopefully. God.
I hope so.
May the wind beneath your wings, ray gun. You're gold in my book.
I mean, she deserves it. If we can make that hookup happen, God, I'm just going to whisper it out into the universe that they're like, hey, I'm known this Olympics for something not great. And he's like, I am a hero in my small town.
Yeah.
And I
the Summer Olympics. What didn't work out too well for me, but I did shag an Italian.
I mean, that guy pole vaulted without a pole. Parisian.
That's
yeah.
his biggest mistake is he carried an extra pole. He should have just tripoded that sucker and flanked himself up.
I mean,
all right,
insane.
Well, we're dirtbags. We're dirtbags.
Total dirtbags.
Here's, I mean, it's hard to top that because literally that is a story unto itself. But here's the other, there's been some like love drama in the Olympics, Ooh. Which I am here for. This is what I've fallen in love with the Olympics. First of all, the opening ceremonies were so effing cool. And they were with Lady Gaga and the pink
yeah,
like burlesque, and it was like sexy and Moulin Rouge-y, and I was like, oh my God, I haven't even seen Olympic Village, and I'm already like, who wants to make out behind a Parisian dumpster?
It is getting my goose. People were like, well, this is, I'm Catholic, and this is making fun of the Last Supper, whatever. And it was like all like Greek gods and goddesses and stuff like that. Like,
people need to calm down.
Yeah. The French like to party, you guys. They're not bringing the Bible to
also,
a party.
It's
also,
it's an artistic town. They're going to always do something that pushes the envelope. So I'm so into it. And I'm like, yeah, let's like shake it up, y'all. And then decide that we need to take off our shirts and run around. Okay. So in tennis, there's a mixed tennis team. So this is what I'm talking about, the drama, which I just feel like Paris like brings this out.
Sure.
And I'm going to, they're both Czech. They're somehow deeply related to me in the far reaches of athletic ability. I am related to two Olympians.
Okay.
There's gotta be one of them. One of them is blonde and beautiful and blue eyed. She's not my people. The other guy's dark. I got a chance. Okay. Katrina Siniakova and Thomas Lahat. There's not a chance in hell that I got any of that right. But I know Katrina and Thomas. Okay.
Hold on. Thomas the Hot is his name?
Yeah, basically. Okay. I don't know. Nice. Everyone's going to like, everybody can correct me. I guarantee I'm going to be wrong.
Yeah.
They met. They're both tennis players. They met. They're real chill. They kept it on their DL. They fell in love. They started dating. And for whatever reason, a couple months before the Olympics, they broke up. And they decided that they would stay as partners for the game, and they made it to the Olympics. And the thing is like everybody knew they were broken up. So we were watching this game, but they did not appear to be broken up. Like, he was real handsy. She was all smiles, like, okay. And then just Google these photos, the photos of them on the podium. They bring up such feelings for me. Cause like, there's one where you're like, is she like in love with him? But no, she can't be with him. It's in a photograph. And then the other one is like, is he showing her how much he loves her right now? But she's saying no. These are all photos. And I'm like, it's so compelling. Okay. Their whole thing is, she is in tears, and you can just tell there's so much behind her celebrating that gold. I'm like, I hope you guys go back to the village. I hope you close the door and you sit on one of those hard beds, and then you work some shit out, and then you throw away that bed and you pound it out.
Well, I'm the Olympics, we all know, is overcoming adversity. And I can't imagine what's more than adversity than having to, oh my God, and having to like play nice with that asshole.
That's right.
What if you were like, play nice?
Yeah. What if he like misses it? I'd be like, you fucked it up. Like, I would, there would be no way. Oh, see, this wouldn't happen if you would have just
exactly
fucking.
Exactly what I tell you all the time.
Out the
if you would have listened to me. Yeah.
Okay. So here's another love story. Everybody's seen it. If you haven't, you should spend 4 hours looking them up, because I'm in love with this couple in a way that isn't even responsible. So Tara Davis Woodhull is a triple jumper, and her husband is a para Olympian. When he was born, he had his two legs did not develop fully. So they opted after they tried to put him in casts and stuff. They opted to amputate his legs so that he could wear prosthetics. And like, after they put him in prosthetics, he was like, literally, without sounding funny, he was off to the races. He was an athlete when he was a kid. He just had this drive. So him and Tara met when they were training for, I forget, it was in college. It was a long time ago. And they fell in love and they got married. Mm. And she is the world champion in triple jump. And when she won it, he was in the stands. I've got goosebumps. And he's like, babe. And she ran into the stands and he picks her up, because he's got all that core strength, y'all. Because he is an Olympic trained athlete once again.
Yeah.
And he lifts her up and he like holds her and he's like, you're a world champion. Think about that. You're a world champion. And it's the most beautiful, supportive, sexy thing. I just need it.
All right.
I need it to be a movie. And so I say bravo to you people.
I'm sure being an Olympian without legs is hard, but still not a breakup. I mean,
not,
let's still
not a breakup.
Dealing with
breakup's
the breakup,
way
still kind of the hardest. Yeah.
Breakup.
So breakup and period. That's all I could think about, was like, how many of these people are on their periods right now? Like,
what about the fencer who's 7 months pregnant?
Oh my God, I forgot about that. It's insane.
I mean,
and she won, right?
Yes. Here's the thing. There's a reason I'm not an Olympian. Okay. Now look, if my
yet,
starting point is Ray Gun,
yet, Kristen.
Now they're not going to do the breakdancing in the Olympics in LA in 4 years. Cause you would be crazy to think I wouldn't train for that. If I thought that was the baseline to get in, I'd go to another country and I'd work my way around.
Here's what my husband told me. I don't know. I'm not singling out Ray Gun, but just in terms of the sport and in terms of you. So he said there was this woman who looked, they have to have 30 participants. And so she looked up like what has the lowest like competitive to it. And so in the Winter Olympics, it was the snowboarding like half pipe for women.
Thank you. No.
Okay, but you can ski it. You don't have to snowboard it. And she was like, there's only like 24 people signed up or whatever. So she had never trained for the Olympics. And she went and represented whatever country it was on skis in the snowboard half pipe event and like qualified and got to go. Like, it's insane. No.
Okay, let me ask you this. If you could go to the Olympics, and you actually, let's say it's the Olympics that we were talking about, where we feel like the best Olympics would be that you just get like the Hunger Games. You just get a notice in the mail.
Somebody's
got to show
it
up. Okay. You get your invitation. They're like, Jen Smedley McAdams, you have to be in the Olympics. What do you choose? What do you call it? Category or sport do you think you would maybe have a chance?
Summer games or winter games?
Summer.
Like discus or shot put, maybe?
Absolutely not. Absolutely
I could,
not.
I could work out.
Absolutely
I could work out.
Absolutely not.
A lot of it's physics.
That is
as long as I can hang on to that thing and spin.
Have you seen them?
You were going to say that no matter what sport I said, though. I could have said breakdancing. I could have said that. You would have said absolutely not. I'll cut you, bitch. Kristen's going to start challenging me to break dance offs now.
What you're just saying is I've got a chance.
Just to keep me out of the running.
I'm just saying. I think I'd be good at skeet shoot.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, yeah. That with that guy? That Turkish guy?
No, I don't know about it. I'm talking about the women. Oh my God. Okay. And it's just the whole approach. They wear like wraparound glasses. They get to wear like a penny. It's two shotgun bullets and then they got to hit a skeet. And I was like, maybe I could do that. But I don't think I got anything else to offer. I can't run. I would be oh my God. The running of the Olympics is, I think, the greatest thing about the Olympics besides women's gymnastics, which Simone Biles, by the way, highly recommend that documentary. It's so good.
I can't believe that you have not heard about this Turkish shooter because he has a million memes about him. Okay. His name is Yusuf Dikic.
Man, we're not going to, no one's going to call us from
you
like
know what?
ESPN.
I know.
To
if you're
commentate.
Turkish, look, there's probably more things good luck. About me you might hate. Okay. There were so many memes about him because in his shooting event, okay, I'm going to read you what it says about him. Dikic returned to a hero's welcome in Turkey and was asked about his unique style, one that has led him to his first Olympic medal after 5 games appearances. So there's all these pictures that people took of side by side of these shooters, and they have like a handgun, and they are holding the guns with two hands like you do.
Uh-huh.
They have things like headphones on to block the sound. They have these special glasses on.
I'm into
it. They are using like sharpshooters. And our boy Dikic walks up in a fucking t-shirt, man. And he only uses one hand. I swear to God, Kristen, he had his other hand in his back pocket. Like they just pulled him out of prison. And he stands and he gets the silver. Like, whoever got gold, no one will ever remember, because this was the most, I can't believe he didn't hold it sideways. It was the most gangster thing you've ever seen in your life. But he had like earplugs in from like an airplane or something. They like, he did not have the right equipment.
I love this Olympics so much. It is literally all I want to talk about. There's so much to this Olympics. It feels, by the way, we didn't even say the synchronized swimmers, just to go back really quick. The girls, the women synchronized swimmers that did the underwater, and they did the moonwalk above the water, and they placed. It's the first time in 20 years that, like, I was, it's, I'm telling you, God, I want to be in that Olympic village.
I mean, the amount of endurance that it's like hard, got to be harder than water polo, where you just got to tread, you got to be able to tread water for like hours. I think
all those
are
so hard. Those athletes work so hard. Oh my gosh, who's the guy, the pommel horse guy, the little gymnast?
With the glasses? Yeah.
His first name's Steven. He's on the pommel horse. He won the gold. He's cross-eyed, so he has to wear glasses, and he also has a sensitivity issue with his eyes. That bro basically can't see. So when he gets on the pommel horse, he just feels it out. That's what he said. He just feels it out. And I'm like, God bless you, dude. And like, again, if my life depended on it, to pull myself up on a pommel horse and whip my legs around, missing the hand things, I'd be dead. It would be game over. There's no chance.
I don't know how they do it for fun, because there are times I'll see like in a movie, you know, where somebody's like hanging off of a cliff by like a root.
Yeah.
I would give up immediately.
I know.
Like, I'd be like, why torture you? Like, you're just making this like too long and torturous on yourself.
It depends.
You can't do it.
There's no chance I could ever climb a rope, but I think I could hang upside down.
Like, from your knees?
Yeah.
Or, oh.
And I think I can tread water. I'm really weird. I am strong in some ways.
Can you hear my kids? Can you hear that? That's the sound of my kids.
We're doing great. Yes. I'm going to say his name again. Okay. Steven Nebrosik. That's what it is. And I butchered it right before, but I am overwhelmed with emotion right now. I'm talking too fast.
I do feel like if podcasting were the Olympics, we are Raygun. We're the Raygun.
We're Raygun of podcasts. You know what that is? Viral, baby. And that is fine.
Yeah.
I'd also just like to give a shout out for the girls track team. I mean, God, there's so many.
The girls. But Kristen, I cannot believe you haven't even talked about rugby yet.
Oh, I was going to. She's on my list.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She's on my list.
I was sexually confused.
Ooh. It's Ilana Mayer, I think. And she is so active on TikTok. And here's what I love about her. First of all, I think she takes a fair amount of trolling, which I think sucks, because to describe her, first of all, she's a rugby player. So she's thick, like thick in the best way, thick arms, thick shoulders, because literally when you play rugby, one of the ways you can catch the ball is by lifting another player, which if you
up
ever
by their
watch
shorts.
The team, I'm just saying, if you ever watch it, you're going to be like, oh, I'm suddenly aware that my have pants on.
Pro tip, don't play with pole vaulters.
Lose
an eyeball.
Pro tip,
play with pole vaulters. Yeah.
She is awesome. And she, to describe her would be, like, she gets described as masculine. That's what the trollers say about her on her TikTok, which I think is a crappy way of saying that she just has a strong look to her. And I think she is very feminine. She loves to wear lipstick. She loves to dress up. She loves to wear dresses. Like, there's nothing about her that's any less feminine because she doesn't look small or, do you know what I mean? Diminutive. She's just like a badass chick. I think she's really breaking the way people have perceptions about what women should look like. She also is, I just love that she is body positive. She's like, hey man, I'm an Olympic athlete and I have a 30% BMI. I am an Olympic athlete and I have cellulite. I am an Olympic athlete and I, you know, it's just like, thank God for you. But I think her being so active on TikTok and being so honest about all this brought, shined a lot of light on rugby. And then I don't know if this was because of this, but there
was know women played. I love rugby. I love a rugby player. I mean, my husband.
You post about it all the time.
I'm going to have to walk that back. I don't, my husband, I'm sure would have played rugby. He didn't, but I mean, I have dated a fair share of rugby enthusiasts. I myself, but I didn't know they had women's rugby.
Maybe we'll start training for rugby, Jenna, and then I can just throw you.
Well, God, if I had known they had women's rugby when I was in my 20s, I would have dated people who knew what they were doing. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I would have dated a girl. I would have been like, you and I need to be together for like 4 years. I
need to draw you a roadmap to anything. You've got it all dialed in here.
And you can lift me. This is great. This is great.
Wonderful.
So rugby's doing it? I mean, come on. And then we've got the girls, the runners, the girls. I mean, Gabby Thomas is this 4x1 relay race with these four primo athletes is the most exciting thing to watch because, of course, when you see it online, everybody adds like pump up music and it literally gets my blood pumping because you see this perfect handoff of the baton between these two women that are running a race that is around 10 to 11 seconds. So it's like their arms are, it looks like they're in fast forward. They are so fast and it's exciting.
It is so fast and my brain does not move that fast. But when I watch those races, I'm like, I don't know who won. Like I literally could not keep track of where anyone, like you can see who, like if it's a far lead, but when it was close, like the men's was really close. I was like, I don't know.
Like, see, and I'm,
it was like fingertip.
I am one of those assholes that's on the side and all of a sudden I'm a coach. I know.
You know. Yeah, I know. You're the expert.
I'm the expert. I'm like, you know what? She didn't have a strong start off in the blocks. That's what it is. That's, you know, I saw her form. Yeah. It was different. Usually she's got a pop. And this time she went a little bit forward. And
Trying a new start. Yeah.
You know, I have my arms crossed. We were in Ireland. And so we were always in a pub because that's just the best part of Ireland.
So were they watching and cheering for Ireland? Like,
of course. And Ireland was killing it. So Ireland had a swimmer that run and these two rowers won, Jen, and in perfect Irish form. These two dudes have been kind of like going for the gold for a while and they finally won it. They are the most humble people. So he was like, they interviewed him and they were like, okay, so how did you, what was your strategy in rowing to win the gold? And he's like, well, there's really no strategy really. We're just trying to get from A to B really. And they literally they got back to Cork where they're from and they didn't even have a ride from the airport. So they were going to take the bus. And then some bro was like, do you want to ride home from the, and they got in the car with this bro and he took them home. That's how the Irish work.
I love it.
Oh my God. Well, we've been going for a bit.
I don't know how you and I can talk about the Olympics and it all is about big dicks and lesbian curiosity, but that's how it's ended up. So
you just described the Olympic Village,
right? I think so. Right. That's why we're all watching.
Mean, God forbid you just made soft beds and it looked like Burning Man just so everybody can live their best life. Evidently they gave out 200,000 condoms. Life.
Good.
I know. I mean, like
you've got these machines, they've been training. They're never going to be any better.
Yeah, let them
sexually
have it.
Or anything else. Like, let them have it.
Let Ray Gunn get that 36-year-old Australian ass against some pole vaulter.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. So, my husband, my whole family, so emotional over the women's soccer team, though.
Oh, of course.
Because last year was tough. You know, they're up against legends.
And that
like,
coach,
they're up against this. Yeah.
She's so lovely. Then the men's basketball. Here's what I gotta say. I'm like,
hey,
y'all,
no spoilers, okay? I didn't see the way it
ended. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna spoil it. It's the end of the freaking Olympics. It's
okay,
all it's everywhere.
Tell me. I don't know.
Well, it was like Steph Curry and like all the big dogs, and they played, and everybody was like, okay, they're just taking it easy. Okay. And then all of a sudden they're like, they're down 17 points. And these are professional basketball players.
Yeah.
These are the NBA. These are the best of the best. Y'all should be crushing right now. And so they waited. Right. And thank God for Steph Curry. Once again, just, and then what does he
do? And they won.
Yes, they won. They get done. What does he do? Holds his brand new baby. And I mean a new baby on his chest with his beautiful wife and all the kids. And I'm just like, see, that does it for me too. This has been the most romantic and stimulating Olympics of all time. I remember watching Mary Lou Retton like my life depended on it.
Yes.
And she's actually my hot flash for today because she, I was so, like, I wasn't good at gymnastics, but gymnastics was the hot thing to do when you were like in junior high. Like everybody seemed to be good at it. And I was just sort of terrible at it. And she just was so inspiring outside of being an athlete. I love the way she was just so happy doing the thing she was doing. And then she's really had a hard time lately. She has, she had a bacterial kind of pneumonia or a,
she was in left the, her with like an a ICU. Lot of,
yeah. She had a, like a lot of scar tissue in her lungs. So she has a really hard time still. And I just feel like she is such a emblem of this country of like, of just what hard work gets you. And that she's, you know, from the 84 Olympics, that was a long time ago. And so she was somebody that I remember I got her workout tape for Christmas, the Mary Lou Retton workout tape. And I remember being like, maybe if I just work out really hard, I can someday be in the Olympics too. As a break dancer named Raygun.
K-Gun, we're missing the easy layup here. K-Gun.
You've been waiting this whole time.
It just occurred to me, Kristen. It just occurred to me. I loved Mary Lou Retton for her hair.
Oh, my
I
God.
I remember her being her on Wheaties. I remember, like, there was a movie about it. Like, I remember watching the, like, made-for-TV movie of and course. Her, like, limping out there with her, like, injury and stuff. Like, that was America. Like, everybody was proud of this, like, whatever, 13-year-old.
She was so young. I think she was actually 19 when she actually competed for the Olympics, but she might have been even younger. But she's just so goddamn bubbly and sweet. And you know what? Simone Biles is the same way, but we weren't 10.
Yes.
You know, at 10, you feel like it's when you start to form your dreams and like what dreams look like. And you see young people doing this thing that you think you're supposed to start your dream later. Those athletes are starting their dream right now. And so you're just like inspired in every way.
I think like what made gymnastics really like appealing for our generation is like it felt attainable because you were doing like cartwheels and trying to do flips in your backyard and like all of that stuff. And it just felt like if I could like Rocky IV this, like, you know, out in the Russian tundra, I could be that kind of an Olympic competitor. It felt like a thing you could do.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to leave you with this quick anecdote and story, Jen. When I was 10, I was in gymnastics. I didn't want to be in gymnastics, but it was the only thing our town had. I wanted to be in dance, which I was actually pretty good at, but I instead was in gymnastics. And unlike all the other dumb girls in my class, I realized there was a level of danger involved in these sports, this thing called gymnastics. The other girls were trying really hard. And I was like, you're dumb because if you let go of that bar, you're going to break something.
Break your neck. Yeah.
So I went to my first competition and I had to do the uneven bars and I got
a real deal.
Oh no. Holy cow. And it was a big event and it was stadium seating. And it occurred to me in that moment that I would have to actually do the bars, but I got up there and I realized that I cannot do the bars. So I am K-Gun. So I got up and I was able to pull myself up onto one bar. And then I just got down and saluted.
You stuck that landing though. You Mary Lou Retton that landing.
Ask me what my score was and I'm not joking. And I want you to imagine this. I'm standing there and I saw my parents both because they're 80s parents and they don't give a shit about your feelings. They both looked at me and shook their heads and put their heads down because the scoreboard that was turned away from me first. So I was the last one to see the score. And literally as it was turning, people were doing what you're doing right now. Eyes wide, eyebrows up. And I was like, whoa, I must have done something. And they turned it around and I got a one. 1.0 out of 10. I got a 1. So then I made a joke to my parents, who were super pissed, and we drove quiet.
They were pissed?
They were so pissed.
That's such an 80s parent. Well, so pissed. There goes our Olympic dreams.
Yeah, so exactly. So I'm in the back seat. They're mad. And I go, I guess it's safe to say I'm number one at bars. And my dad looked back and he goes, it's not funny. And then I was like, under my breath, I was like, it's kind of funny.
Pretty funny. Yeah.
A 1 at bars, you guys. Funny. I nailed it. Stuck the landing.
Who's yeah. But you know what? Me. If I had to say, Kristen, I give you a 10 at a bar. You're a good time.
Thank you.
You will break dance on cue. All you have to do is ask you and you will do it.
Yeah. So if it was just the wrong bar. I shouldn't have been at that bar. I should have been at a bar and then I'd be great. Thank you for your.
Kristen's like, I can nail the parallel bars. I can be a at Iguanas and Sandy's at the exact same time. I can hop back and forth. I can spin. I can stick the landing.
Don't tell me
I don't know bars.
Oh, those are old names. Listen, Jenny, I think we podcasted. Happy Olympics. I'm sad to see him go. Yay. Next time they're going to be in LA.
Oh my God.
4 years.
I will be there.
I know.
I'm going to get tickets to basket weaving and I don't care. I'm going.
You guys, I might be in the Olympics. Is that a goal?
Let's see. We don't know.
K-Gun.
Practice.
K-Gun 2028 coming at you.